Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get you the core insights you need fast.
That's right.
Today, we're diving into a decision that often feels pretty overwhelming for a lot of you professionals out there, choosing the right business structure.
Mm-hmm.
This is especially true if you're, say, a doctor, a lawyer, maybe an independent consultant here in California. It's, you know, it's outside your main expertise, but man, it has huge implications for your taxes, your liability, your whole financial future, really.
Absolutely. And our mission today is basically to boil down the critical info from the experts we're talking. CPAs, attorneys, even guidance from the California Franchise Tax Board, the FTB.
Yeah.
To give you a clearer roadmap, we'll look at sole proprietorships, S-Corp, C-Corp.
Right.
Specifically highlighting the California quirks, some real-life examples, and what it all means for professionals like you.
Exactly. We want to help you get that clarity, you know, those aha moments, but without drowning you in jargon. But quick disclaimer, super important up front. This is general info. Insights. It's absolutely essential, really, to talk with your qualified tax pro or business attorney for advice that's tailored to you.
Definitely. Please don't make big moves based just on this.
Okay. So let's start at, well, the beginning. Many new businesses, maybe even yours, started as a sole proprietorship. It's often seen as the simplest, cheapest way to get going.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it so easy? And where are the catches, especially for a professional here in California?
Well, the immediate appeal, it's just simple. A sole proprietorship is basically just you running your business. There's no formal filing needed with the California Secretary of State just to, you know, be one.
Okay.
You just report your business income and expenses directly on your personal federal tax return. That's Schedule C.
Right. I've seen that form.
Yeah. Profit or loss from business. And then that number just flows onto your California Form 540, your state return. So, yeah, it's cheap to start, minimal paperwork, very accessible.
Okay. Sounds great for, you know, keeping things simple.
Mm.
But I've heard there are some pretty significant downsides,
mm.
especially liability-wise.
Yeah.
Is it really the easy button? Or?
Yeah, that's the big one. The biggest drawback is unlimited personal liability. Legally, the business is you. You are the business, which means your personal stuff, your house, your car, your savings. It's all on the line if the business owes money or gets sued.
Wow.
And for professionals, this is a huge deal because it also covers something called vicarious liability.
Meaning
you're responsible not just for your own mistakes, but also for errors or malpractice by your employees or even independent contractors working for you.
Oof.
Yeah. Think about, say, Steve, a lawyer in California. If his practice is a sole prop and the firm gets sued for malpractice, his personal savings could be wiped out. That's a massive risk.
Okay, that's sobering. And what about the tax side? Does that simplicity come with a hidden financial cost down the line?
It absolutely can. A major long-term cost, often overlooked at the start, is the self-employment tax.
Right.
As a sole proprietor, you pay the whole thing 15.3% on all your net profit. That covers Social Security and Medicare. And there's just no way within that structure to lower that hit.
All of it.
All of the net profit. So imagine a California accountant, sole prop, making $150,000 net income. They could easily be paying over $22,000 just in self-employment taxes.
Oh, wow.
And this is really key because, as we'll see, other structures give you tools to potentially cut that number way down.
So summing it up for, like, a doctor or a lawyer in California thinking sole prop.
Yeah.
What's the usual advice from the pros?
Well, given those huge liability risks and that full self-employment tax burden, the consistent advice you'll hear from CPAs and attorneys is, once your practice is up and running, making decent money, a sole proprietorship is rarely the best long-term choice.
Okay.
It's maybe okay for like a tiny side hustle with no employees, no real growth plans, but for an established practice, usually not.
All right. So if sole proprietorship isn't the long-term answer for professionals, what's next? And you mentioned California has specific rules, like LLCs are often off the table.
Yeah, that's a really important California-specific point. For many licensed professionals, lawyers, doctors, accountants, architects, vets, and others, the state generally prohibits you from forming your practice as a limited liability company, an LLC, or even a professional LLC, a PLLC.
Really? So no LLCs for these fields?
Generally, no, not for the core professional practice itself. Which means for these professions, if you want that liability protection we just talked about, you're often pushed directly towards forming a corporation, specifically a professional corporation or PC.
Okay, that's a critical distinction. So for many professionals, it's straight to incorporating. What happens then by default, tax-wise?
If you just file your articles of incorporation for your professional firm, you set up the PC with the state. By default, for tax purposes, the IRS and the state see it as a C corporation.
Ah, the C corp.
Yep. And we've seen folks get tripped up by this, like Ed, the lawyer, in one example. He thought he was automatically an S corp, never filed the election form. So boom, default C corp treatment, which led to some tax surprises.
Okay, let's dig into that. C corp. They're kind of known for this thing called double taxation,
true,
right?
Right.
How does that actually, you know, work?
Yeah.
Especially for a business owner here in California.
Well, it's pretty much like it sounds. A C-Corp gets taxed twice.
Okay.
So first, the corporation itself pays tax on its profits. That's the 21% federal rate. Plus California's 8.84% corporate tax on its net income.
Got it. Layer one.
Exactly. Layer one. Then when the money that's left, the profits, gets paid out to you, the owner, the shareholder, as dividends, you pay personal income tax on that dividend income again on your individual return.
Ouch. Double hit.
Yeah. And in California, with our top personal income tax rates potentially hitting 13.3% on dividends, well, you can see how that double hit gets really significant. It adds up fast. We saw that with Nadia C Corp example. Tax on the profit, then she got taxed again on her dividends. It makes the effective total tax rate surprisingly high.
Yeah, that 21% federal corporate rate sounds kind of low on its own, but it feels like a bit of a mirage once you factor in that second hit.
Yeah.
Is it really a good deal for smaller owner-operated businesses?
For most owner-operated businesses, honestly, no. It's often what CPAs call a sucker hole. That 21% looks tempting, but the double taxation often wipes out any savings, and you can end up paying a higher overall tax rate than if you were, say, an S Corp.
Okay.
Plus, C Corp miss out on some big deductions. They're not eligible for the 20% qualified business income, or QBI, deduction. That's a big deal.
Right.
And they can't use the pass-through entity tax election, the PTE, which is a way for pass-throughs to work around the SALT deduction cap sometimes. Oh, and there's also an accumulated earnings tax.
Right.
You can't just hoard cash in the C Corp forever to avoid paying dividends. The IRS might penalize you.
So are there any times a C Corp actually makes sense for a professional practice? It sounds pretty bad for most.
Yeah.
It's definitely rare for your typical owner-operated practice, but maybe. If your main goal is to attract venture capital or big institutional investors, they often prefer C Corp.
Ah, okay. Structure-wise.
Right. Or if you plan to reinvest almost all the profits back into the business for many, many years and not take much out personally. Or if maybe, just maybe, you might qualify for this thing called Section 1202 stock, qualified small business stock, when you eventually sell, that can exclude millions in capital gains. But that's complex.
So edge cases mostly.
Pretty much. For most professionals just running their practice and drawing an income, C Corp is usually not the most tax efficient way to go.
Okay. So sole props have the liability issue and the full self-employment tax.
Yeah.
C Corp have the double taxation problem.
Where's the sweet spot then for California professionals who want protection and tax efficiency?
Ah, now we get to what's often the best fit. For most profitable owner-operated professional practices in California, the S corporation is frequently the ideal choice.
The S corp. Yeah. An S corp kind of gives you the best of both worlds. You get the liability protection of a corporation.
Like the C corp.
Exactly. But crucially, it avoids double taxation. It's a pass-through entity, meaning the profit and loss pass through to the owner's personal tax returns. Only taxed once, remember Ari, the lawyer. His CPA advised him to file Form 2553 right after incorporating.
No, you mentioned that.
That's the S-Corp election. It tells the IRS, hey, tax this corporation under subchapter S, not subchapter C. And Janet's S-Corp income just flowed straight onto her personal 1040, taxed at her rates.
That sounds like a huge advantage.
Oh, yeah.
How does the S-Corp election specifically help with taxes? Especially that self-employment tax thing we talked about with sole props.
This is the major tax benefit. With an S-Corp, you, the owner employee, must pay yourself a reasonable salary.
Okay, a salary, like a regular employee.
Exactly. Reported on a W-2. And payroll taxes, Social Security, and Medicare are paid on that salary, just like any job. But, and this is the key, any remaining profit after paying your salary and other expenses can be taken out as distributions. And those distributions are not subject to self-employment tax.
Ah, so only the salary gets hit with those payroll taxes.
Precisely. Think about Helen's example. 250K profit. She paid herself $150 reasonable salary, paid payroll taxes on that. The other $100K came out as a distribution, no self-employment tax, compared to a sole prop where the entire $250 would face self-employment tax, she saved over $15,000 just on that.
Wow, that's significant savings.
It really is. Diane, the law firm owner, same deal, slashed her employment tax bill by taking profits as distributions above her salary. This is probably the single biggest financial reason professionals choose the S-Corp route.
Okay, avoiding self-employment tax on distributions, that's the core strategy. Right. What about the paperwork and compliance? Is it a lot more complex than a sole prop?
It is more complex, yes. No way around that. First, you form the professional corporation under California law. Then, crucially, you have to file IRS Form 2553 to make that S-Corp election. That form is vital.
Right. Don't forget the form like Ed did.
Exactly. Then you'll file a separate business tax return each year. That's Federal Form 1120S and the California equivalent Form 100S. So more paperwork than just a Schedule C.
And California specifically. What are the ongoing state tax obligations for an S-Corp?
Okay, California hits S-Corp with a franchise tax. It's 1.5% of your net income. But there's a minimum tax of $800 per year.
$800 minimum, yeah. Even if you lose money?
Yep, $800 minimum, even with zero income or a loss. The only break is it's waived for the very first tax year after you incorporate. After that, $800 minimum every year.
Okay.
And like C-Corp, S-Corp, and their owners generally need to make quarterly estimated tax payments to both the IRS and the FTB to avoid penalties. Like that Johnson Corporation example from the FTB, they got hit with penalties for not prepaying enough.
Got it. Any other advantages or things to watch out for with S-Corp?
Yeah, a few more points. S-Corp are eligible for that 20% QBI deduction, which can be a nice bonus, although the calculation gets tied into that reasonable salary.
Mm-hmm.
They also allow you to deduct health insurance premiums for owner employees as a business expense, which is great. And you can set up robust retirement plans like 401ks. Or even defined benefit plans and deduct the contributions. We saw Maria deduct her health insurance, and Karen hired her kids for legitimate work, shifting income and funding their Roth IRAs while getting a deduction.
Nice perks.
Definitely. And S-Corp owner employees can also opt out of California State Disability Insurance, SDI, which saves a bit on payroll tax. But big caveat, that reasonable salary.
Yes, you mentioned that.
The IRS watches this. You must pay yourself a salary that's reasonable for the work you do. You can't just pay yourself $10,000 and take $300,000 in distributions to avoid payroll taxes.
Like Luis in that example took a tiny salary on huge profits.
Exactly. If the IRS thinks your salary is too low, they can reclassify distributions as wages and hit you with back taxes, penalties, and interest. So getting that salary number right is critical.
So you need professional advice on that.
Absolutely. And you also have ongoing costs, right? Payroll service fees, potentially higher tax prep fees because the returns are more complex.
Okay. So looking at the big picture, the long-term financial view, how does it stack up?
Well, that ability to strategically shift income from self-employment income in a sole prop or fully taxed salary dividends in a C-Corp to distributions in an S-Corp, that can lead to really significant tax savings year after year.
Yeah.
Remember, our $150 sole proprietor paying over $22,000 in SE tax, if that was an S-Corp and they paid a, say, $50 reasonable salary, payroll tax on that $50,000 is around $7,650. The other $100 comes out as a distribution, no SE tax.
That's a huge difference.
Huge. Over $14,000 saved in that 1 year just on employment taxes. That saving usually far outweighs the extra costs of payroll and tax prep for a profitable practice. And think about Tina's law firm saving over $10 in taxes by maxing out retirement contributions within her S-Corp. Those kinds of strategies become possible.
Okay. We've walked through sole proprietorships, C-Corp, S-Corp, especially for you professionals in California. If we compare them side by side, what are the key compliance burdens and costs that really differentiate them?
Well, the sole prop is simplest, lowest compliance burden. But as we said, highest personal risk, full self-employment tax. Jump up to a corporation, C or S, and you've got more formalities.
Right, the corporate stuff.
Exactly. Filing the articles of incorporation is just step one. You need to adopt bylaws, issue stock, hold annual meetings for shareholders and directors, keep meeting minutes. All that corporate paperwork is necessary to maintain that liability shield. Mike, remember, had to scramble to get all that in place after he incorporated.
So it's not just file and forget.
Definitely not. And then there's that California minimum franchise tax, $800 a year every year after the first for both S-Corp and C-Corp, even if you have a loss. That's a fixed cost LLCs also face, by the way, if they were an option.
And the other ongoing costs besides the taxes themselves?
Yeah, you'll definitely have higher professional fees. Accounting will cost more because the books and tax returns are more complex. You'll likely need a payroll service to handle your reasonable salary, maybe some legal fees periodically to ensure your corporate formalities are tight. You're probably looking at, you know, a few thousand dollars extra per year in these admin costs.
Okay.
But again, for a professional practice that's generating decent income, those extra costs are usually dwarfed by the tax savings, especially the self-employment tax savings from the S-Corp election.
This has been a lot of detail, and it really feels like there isn't just one single right answer for everyone.
That's absolutely the right takeaway. There's no one-size-fits-all. Choosing your entity structure fundamentally hinges on your specific situation.
Yeah.
Your projected income, how much risk you're comfortable with personally, your plans for growth, whether you need to retain earnings. It all plays a role. While, yes, for many, many professionals in California, forming a professional corporation and electing S-Corp status hits that sweet spot liability protection, tax efficiency, you have to make sure it truly aligns with your goals and circumstances.
You mentioned some other benefits, too, like holding real estate.
Right. Like Jill's Law Corporation being able to buy its own office building, or Ken's incorporated practice continuing after his death, allowing his daughter to take over. Those are strategic benefits beyond just the immediate tax calculation. Incorporation creates a separate legal entity with its own life.
So bringing it all together for our listener, the professional in California trying to figure this out, what's the bottom line?
The bottom line is, starting simple with a sole prop,
yeah,
appealing, but the lack of liability protection and that full self-employment tax hit make it generally unsuitable long-term for established practices. C-Corp. That low 21% federal rate is tempting, but watch out for double taxation, which often makes it more expensive for owners taking profits out.
Got it.
So for many California professionals, docs, lawyers, consultants, architects, etc., especially since LLCs usually aren't an option for the practice itself, forming a professional corporation and making that S-Corp election often provides the best blend. You get the corporate liability shield and significant tax savings, mainly by slashing that self-employment tax burden on profits paid out as distributions.
And the absolute most important piece of advice we can leave people with today.
It really comes down to this. Given how complex federal and California tax laws are, and all the specific rules for licensed professionals here, we just can't stress enough how vital it is to consult with your qualified tax professional or business attorney.
Don't DIY this based on a podcast.
Please don't. They can help you figure out that reasonable salary, navigate all the compliance steps, make sure you file the S-election correctly and on time, and just generally ensure your business is set up for long-term success and, frankly, your peace of mind.
Absolutely. Being informed, like hopefully you are after listening today, that's the crucial first step. But getting that personalized professional guidance, that's key to making the best decision for your unique practice, your unique journey.
And maybe a final thought to leave you with. As your California professional practice grows, think beyond just this year's tax bill. Consider how your choice of business structure today will impact things 5-10 years down the road. Will it help compound your wealth? Or will it end up compounding your tax burden? It's about building the right foundation for the future you want. What kind of future are you building?